right. Good evening, everybody. Good to see you back in the Lord's house. We've had a restful afternoon. Looking forward to be back tonight. Just the same old announcements again. Just remember our services. Hope you'll be much in prayer and be encouraging people, inviting folks, of course. And then don't forget next Sunday the shower for Carrie. And then also deacons meeting next Sunday afternoon as well. And then Thanksgiving we move up to Tuesday. And we'll be a soap social. So we're going to bring soap. Nope, a soup social. And then December 3rd is the men's prayer breakfast. So do remember that. So, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Brother Russell, come and we'll get singing. Father, we love you. We thank you. We do sure want to praise you the best we know how this evening, Lord, for being so good to us. And Lord, like I heard several times tonight, even in prayer, Lord and God, that you're just so good. Lord, we can't even begin to mention all that you do for us, Lord. And God, I pray, God, this evening, Lord, you'd help us for the next little bit, God, Lord, just to see the truth of the Word of God. And Lord, help us to not just hear it, but live it, Lord. And God, we just thank you again for all you do for us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
All right, let's all stand up. Stand up, grab your handle, turn to number 109. Hey, Bill.
I'm going to try this because I think part of my problem is trying to project out makes it worse. So I'm going to sing through a microphone. See if I can sing quieter. Maybe I can actually sing something a little better. So we're going to do all three verses. We don't do this one a whole lot. I'll be honest. Once again, I picked it because it's a lower song that I might could actually get through. So, but we haven't done it in a while, so it's a good one. So let's do all three verses all the way through. Here we go. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure. Could my tears forever flow? Could my zeal no longer know? For those I could not atone, thou must save, and thou alone. In my hand no price I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. While I draw this fleeting breath, when my eyes shall close in death, when I rise to worlds unknown, and behold thee on thy throne, Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Amen. All right, flip over to number 152. 152. Grab your Bibles. This is going to be interesting. I can't lead and hold. I need three hands. So anyway, so we'll do 1, 2, and 4. All right, so here we go. Oh, my comrades, see the signal waving in the sky. Reinforcements now appearing, victory is nigh. Hold the fort, for I am coming, Jesus signal still. By thy grace we will. All right, I think I've run out of juice. The first one. All right, so here we go. On the second one. See the mighty host advancing, Satan leading on. Mighty men around us falling, courage almost gone. Hold the fort, for I am coming. coming. Jesus, take no still. By thy grace we will. All right, on the last verse. Fierce and long the battle rages, but our help is near. Onward comes our great commander. Cheer, my comrades, cheer. Hold the fort, for I am coming. All right, here we go. By thy grace we will. All right, you turn around, shake hands. They keep playing. Spend a little time in fellowship, all right?
All right. You can go ahead and be seated this evening. Appreciate good songs tonight. I think Brother Floyd's going to come sing for us. But see coming again, many, many needs this evening. Do continue to pray for Miss Brenda and the family there, of course, Miss Knupp. I remember Salem Collins there. The benefit paper is back there on the shelf. So if you have any questions, you can see Miss Wendy or Brother Russell on that. And then do also, I hadn't heard anything, but Curtis Morris, the older gentleman that sits towards the back, they took him to the VA, and then they were going to have to fly him to some other hospital to do the surgery. So he does have an aneurysm, I think is what they said. So let's do pray for them. So, all right.
I haven't done this song in a long time. Long time. I think Russell told me one time he found the music to it. But he asked me to sing this morning before we left out. And of course I was picking with him, shaking my head, saying no, no, no. But this song come right into my heart. I'm just not kidding you. I hadn't even thought about this song. But as soon as he asked me, it's just like it just popped right into my head. And it's one of the songs that I've actually chose to do without music. So I hope y'all don't mind that. Tonight it's just a little bit hard to sing because just for some burdens that's been on our hearts. And I just ask your prayers to help me to sing tonight because... You get teary-eyed, you can't see the words no how. And it's been so long, I should have went over it a little bit, but y'all pray for me. my face since I started in this race. There have been times it seemed no hope was in sight. There have been times that the valley seemed so long, dark and cold. But my Lord has been there every step of the way. It's been worth every mile. It's been worth every trial. It's been worth every valley that we've crossed. It's been worth everything that we faced in His dear name, and it'll be worth it all when we see His face. Many times I have prayed, and it seemed He didn't hear. Many times it seems an answer would never come. Many times I've grown weary and forgotten the prayer I prayed. But my Lord remembers and answers every prayer. There have been many friends I've met as I traveled along the way who have said, I'll be with you all the way. They have turned and they're gone, leaving me standing all alone. But my Lord has been my friend all the way. It's been worth every mile. It's been worth every trial. It's been worth every valley that we've crossed. It's been worth everything that we faced in His dear name, and it'll be worth it all when we see His face.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Brother Poplin. Amen. Oh, it's great now, but it's going to get real good one of these days. Amen. Amen. All right, take your Bibles to the book of 2 Timothy. Book of 2 Timothy tonight. Before we stand tonight, I didn't say anything this morning, probably should have, but it slipped my mind. But I know Friday was Veterans Day, and I do want to tell each of you that served, thank you. I called a few people that I used to work with, that just talked to them a little bit, and we were talking different things, but I do appreciate all you that have served, are serving, and maybe some of you young folks that will serve. You know, it's not because of the people in government that we have the liberties we have. It really isn't. It took some people fighting to have what we've got. There's still people fighting today, and I sure appreciate all of our veterans this evening. So if you are a veteran, I just want to say thank you to you. And on that note, I was thinking about, I used to like to read a lot of war stuff, and I was reading something this week and didn't read a whole lot about it, but it was about a 15-year-old boy back in World War II that when, after Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, he had such a desire to go fight for his country that he got in at 15. Of course, lied about his age, but went over, fought, survived. And I got to thinking, you know, I wish in America today, we still had that kind of heart for our country. I really do. I don't know where we lost that along the way, but we've lost that. I was thinking, you know, I don't know. I'm sure there are some 15-year-olds out there that might do that, but I don't know of any 15-year-old that I would say would probably just run off and join the Army if he could to go fight for our country. And but we're living a different day, but I was thinking about veterans, and I was thinking about a dear man of God that many of us love, He was a veteran for our country, but he's also a veteran in the army of God. That was Brother Coffey. And Brother Coffey was such a blessing to me. I wish I'd have known him a lot earlier. I really do. I wish God would let our paths cross many, many years before. It'd been scary to know him in his younger days, I believe, but it was a joy to know him after the Lord got a hold of his heart. And if you ever heard his testimony, you sort of know how all that happened. But either way, the Lord used him in a great way. And I really enjoyed him. I got to, you know, talk with him several times and even hunted with him several times. And we go turkey hunting and we do more talking about things of the Lord and things that he did when he's in the military. And, you know, it's always, I've got family members that served. It's always, you know, tremendous to me just to listen to some of their tales and what, you know, they were able to do and see and all these things. And so I was thinking about spiritually. Again, I think you men and folks that served our country or are serving our country. But, you know, I got to thinking, I thank God, I really do, for some veterans spiritually that God has allowed to cross our paths and to be able to glean from them, to listen to them of how they have fought that good fight, like Apostle Paul says here. And but I want to look at what Paul said here about being that good soldier. And he gives us about four or five things tonight. It's from wisdom. You know, it's just, and we still need to do this today. Some people know a whole lot more, a lot of people know a whole lot more than I do about things. But, you know, I'm glad that I can teach my children and my grandchildren some of the things that I've been able to learn. And maybe it'll help them going down the road for, you know, spiritually and physically. And I think each one of us need to realize that we are in this army. And as long as we serve in this army that God has put us in, that we ought to be training up some of our younger ones to follow in the place and to fight that good fight as well. So 2 Timothy here, let's stand together. Chapter 2, if you would, if you can this evening, out of honor and reverence to the Word of God. Just some simple thoughts this evening, but I think this is some great words from a great soldier in God's army. Chapter 2, verse number 1, the Bible says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to reach other, or teach others. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself in the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." And tonight, if you're saved, God has chosen you to be a soldier in the army of God. And I want to be a good soldier. I want to be a soldier that's really pleasing, as the last part of it says there, unto the Lord. So let's pray and we'll let you be seated. Father, I do thank you once again, God, for how good you've been to us. Thank you, Lord, for the good songs that we've enjoyed. And as Brother Floyd mentioned, it's going to be worth it one of these days. It's worth it now, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, that God, that we can enjoy what we've got even as we travel down life's road. And God, I just pray again tonight as we just look at these simple things tonight here in these verses. I pray, God, tonight you'd encourage. I pray that you'd strengthen some folks tonight. I pray, God, Lord, that you'd just help us, God, to continue to fight the good fight. And, Lord, we'll thank you for all you do. For us in Christ's name we do pray. Amen. You can be seated this evening. And again, here the Apostle Paul and is doing exactly what I feel like that as a pastor or as a Sunday school teacher or just a laborer for God, we ought to be trying our best to encourage one another to fight a good fight, to encourage, to teach, to train others that's coming in behind us the right way to do and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And here Paul gives Timothy some great wisdom. And tonight I just want to pass that wisdom right on to you and hope it'll be a help to us tonight. But the very first thing we find here is Paul's mentioning here to Timothy about some things about being a good soldier. The Bible says, "Thou," verse 1, "thou therefore, my son." Boy, that puts a good relationship on things. And I, when it comes to families don't get along much nowadays, it don't seem like. But I'm glad I got a church family. I'm glad I got a, some brothers and sisters in Christ that we can enjoy the times together. But thou therefore, my son, and here's what his first thing was, be strong. We need not just young people, but we need all of us tonight to get back in here and get some exercise in the Word of God. And we need to find some strength, not of ourselves, not in our mentalities, not in this world. But Paul is telling Timothy, you've got to be strong. And I'm not talking, I mean, in the physical sense, in military, you know, you take these people that have served, you know, they are physically strong. They have to be to do what they do. But tonight, you and I, as God's soldier, we need to be strong, and I believe it is somewhat physical. You can't go out and fight for the Lord if you're just lazy and sitting back on the couch and watching TV or playing with your telephone or whatever it might do. But God tells us we need to be, I believe, also physically strong to be a good soldier for God. But not only physically strong, we need to be spiritually strong. We need to be able to use the Word of God. We need to be able to show people the Word of God. We need to be strong in our faith. We need to be strong in our commitments. We need to be strong in what we say we believe. We need to be strong in these things as we fight the devil, as we fight the things of this world, that God will get the glory out of our lives. And tonight, I've seen many people get weak. It's easy to get weary in well-doing. But God encourages Timothy to be strong. And tonight, I want to encourage you and I tonight to try our best to strengthen ourselves through the things of God, through the Word of God, through the physical things of God, that we'll fight this good fight with strength and zeal. So the very first thing Paul here tells Timothy to be strong. And what? Strong in what? The grace that Christ has given us. Thank God for grace. Amen. Thank God again, as we said this morning, it's the grace of God that we are what we are as we preach this morning. And then second of all, this evening, the Bible says, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in the Christ Jesus. And these, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same, notice the next word, commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Not only as a good soldier do we need to be strong, but God says, you need to take the knowledge that you've been given and commit that to somebody else. We need to train. We need to teach. We need to let people see. One of the great best ways I've ever been showed about soul winning. You know, people say, we need to do a soul winning class. You know the best way to be a soul winner? Go out and do it. Find somebody that loves the Lord, that knows what they're doing, and just get in there and say, hey, I want to learn to soul win, and I want to go with you. That's the best way to learn. And tonight, we need to be teaching folks. I worked with a guy years and years and years and years ago. He was very, what's the right word? He was scared that he'd lose his job because he thought that everybody else, if they learned what he knew, he wouldn't be important. Ever been anybody like that? This guy wouldn't tell nobody nothing. You know, he wouldn't show anybody anything because he felt as long as he was the only one that knew it, he'd be important. But man, how crazy is that? We shouldn't have that attitude. We ought to have the opposite of that, that we want to commit what we've learned. We want to show people. That's how the church continues to grow and to prosper, is to teach and to train. And Paul says here, Timothy, you need to be strong, but you also, as you're working, as you're going down life's way, you need to commit these things, the things that you've heard, the things that I have taught you. You need to commit those to other people. Why? He says there in the latter part of the verse, so they can teach others also. We need to realize that what we're putting into this is to carry on down through the ages. And I look back, you know, I look at life and I think, who's going to carry on this thing? But I promise you tonight, God's always got somebody. But tonight, if you're going to fight the good fight, you need to be strong. You need to commit those things and teach and train those things that you have learned and how you've learned them, and show others what God showed you so they can know even more. So first of all, he says to be strong. Second of all, he says you need to commit thou the faithful men, those things that you've learned. Verse 3, the Bible says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And here's where a lot of people fall out in the army of God. Well, they made me mad. They don't endure nothing. Listen, I know sometimes people get upset. I know sometimes people do things that ain't right. I know sometimes that, it's just hard sometimes to look at some people in the face because you might be a little upset at them or whatever it might be. But listen, nobody's ever been treated like Jesus. Amen? And he sure didn't quit on me. And I would hate to say that I let my feelings, well, they didn't talk to me or the preacher didn't tell me this or this. Listen, I've heard it all. But we've got to endure as these things come against us, and we got to be determined. I was thinking as I was putting this together, I used to have a friend, his son and my son used to play ball together a lot, and he was a highway patrolman. He was actually a Marine, come out of the Marines and went into, he was a highway patrolman, now he's retired from the highway patrol. And he was telling me about basic training. And he says, Marine basic training was tough, but he said, I believe that highway patrol basic training was harder than Marine basic training. But he told me this, we talk about stories and stuff. He'd tell me some of the stuff he'd seen and heard and different things. And he said, one of the things they teach you in highway patrol school, it's very simple. He said, but this is what will help you the most. He says, at all cost, live. He said, that's as simple as it gets. He says, you might come up against some crazy person and they might try to kill you, but you've got to have that mentality. At all cost, I'm going to live. You've got to have that determination in your heart. You got to have that determination in your soul. And friend, tonight, as much as I'm glad that they teach those highway patrolmen that, we as God's church, as God's soldiers, we need to learn to endure, amen, when things ain't quite like we want them to be, or things didn't go quite like we thought they ought to go, and when we voted for pink toilet paper and you wanted blue toilet paper, you don't get blowed out of the saddle and go quit church. Listen, you think, well, people wouldn't do that. Oh, yes, they would. People get so bent out of shape. But a good soldier, he'll be strong. A good soldier will commit those things that he's learned, that he can train the ones coming behind him how to fight this good fight. A good soldier will endure hardness. Listen, we got it so easy. It's 40 degrees outside. You're sitting in a warm place on a cushioned pew. You're going to get in a car and drive home. We're not having much hardness. My pastor went to India twice, and he said the first time he went over, one of the things that amazed him, the guy told him, that the missionary he was with over, he says, look, if you get up there and just preach an hour, you're going to insult these people, because most of them walked for days just to get here, for you just to preach for an hour. And if we preach over an hour, people's walking out, cutting you off. We got to learn to endure to be a good soldier. So be strong, commit, endure. Verse number 4, look here, the Bible says here, he says, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. You need to be strong, you need to commit, you need to endure. And then that first part of verse number 4, it says, no man that warreth entangled himself with the affairs of this life. I think one of the things that we do so many times is we lose focus. A good soldier will be focused in what his duties are. A good soldier will be focused in what God's plan is. A good soldier will be focused on what the war is really about. And friend, tonight, we as God's children, as we as good soldiers for Christ, we need to stay focused. Don't let the politics, don't let the world craziness get you sidetracked. I remember Brother Mike Wells was helping us years ago on soul winning. And Brother Mike Wells is a great soul winner. He really is. But he says one of the biggest things he finds with people that go out soul winning is they lose focus. They get to talking to somebody and they get talking about deer hunting, or they get talking about sports, or they get talking about this, and before you know it, you've wasted this person's time for 30 minutes and you ain't one time pulled a trigger on why you were there. You went there not to talk about politics or not talk about deer hunting. You went there to talk about the Lord. We need to be a good soldier and be focused in on what God wants us to do. I've used this illustration several times before, but it's a great truth. I have to remind myself, even when I deer hunt, even today, sometimes when you look through that scope, you'll see whatever you think you're going to shoot, and you'll pull the trigger and you'll miss. You know why? You didn't focus. That you've seen that animal, but you've got to put those crosshairs where that bullet needs to go. And if you don't focus, you'll miss that place. And that's a lot of times I've seen people do that spiritually, is we just see something and we don't really focus in on what we're supposed to do. And that's what God tells Timothy here. He says, I want you to be strong. I want you to learn and to take what you've learned and commit it. I want you to endure all the things that's going to come upon you. And then he says, I want you to be focused on what your job really is. And then last of all, this evening, about being a good soldier, it's found in the last part. You know, I know, I've seen some of you, I've talked to some of you. I know Brother George sometimes wears his stuff, awards or whatever they call those things in the military, achievements. And there's nothing wrong with that. That means he accomplished something. I think it's great. But you talked, and again, I can't say for today, but that 15-year-old that I mentioned that lied about his age so he'd go fight in World War II. Why did he do that? He didn't do it so he could say, look at me. He did it because he loved this country. He loved the freedom. He loved what our country stood for. And he wasn't going to let anybody take that away from us. You think about David when he fought Goliath. Remember when David rolled up on the scene there and Goliath was out there and the Israelites were hiding in the bushes, scared to death about that big old giant. And David looked at them, and I'm paraphrasing this, but he's like, you bunch of cowards, you're going to let that big overgrown goat just stand there and talk about our God that way? David had a heart for God. Oh yeah, we got to be strong. And we need to take what we've learned and commit it and give it to others. We need to endure that hardness. We need to be focused. We need to do all those things, but we need to realize why we do it. And it's found here in the latter part of verse number 4. Look here. It says, no man that warreth entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may, what's that next word? Please. Who? Please him who hath chosen. You know, God didn't draft us. God chose you. Now, that doesn't mean he chose you for salvation. He didn't choose you over somebody else. But you got to realize that it's special to be in God's army. Amen? It's not just anybody. It's got to be a born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, child of God. Then you are part of the army of God. And he says you ought to do all these things that you may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. The Bible says, whether you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. That ought to be our desire tonight. Our lives shouldn't matter because of us. Our lives shouldn't matter for somebody else. Tonight it ought to be our desire to please the Lord. And let me tell you this, if you'll please God, the rest of it will work out. I promise. But as a good soldier, we need to realize that who our commander-in-chief is. We need to know who's given us our orders, and we ought to do everything we can because it is God that has chosen us to be a soldier in His army, and we ought to want to do everything we can to please Him. Look with me over in chapter 4, 2 Timothy, and we'll close with this verse. Here's how Paul looked at it. Second Timothy chapter 4, look at verse number 7. Paul says, I have fought a good fight. That's where I want to be. I don't want to be a coward. I don't want to be a traitor. I don't want to be somebody that deserts the army of God. I want to be a good soldier, and I want to fight a good fight. I fought a good fight. I have finished my course. The Bible says here, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me in that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Again, I don't know all you fellows that served, but I'm sure every one of you has got some type of award or something that you've been awarded for your service and all that. And you probably that day, they put you up there and they made you stand at attention, and whoever it was pinned that on your chest. Boy, I bet you were proud, and you ought to be, for the accomplishment that you achieved. Oh, but one of these days, I'm going to stand before the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm probably not going to be standing. I'll probably be kneeling before the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to receive a crown for being a good soldier, for fighting a good fight, for sticking in there, enduring, and doing all those things that he committed unto Paul and to Timothy here, all because I want to please him. And you know what? He's going to give me that crown. You know what I'm going to turn around and do? I'm going to give it right back to him at his feet. Why? Because I want to please him. So tonight, we want you to be a good soldier. We want you to fight the good fight. We want you to be strong. We want you to commit those things into others, endure, focus, and most of all, displease the Lord. That sort of good soldier of the cross would tell you tonight, because that's what Paul told us. So let's stand together this evening. As Miss Rhonda and Miss Gail comes, we won't have any singing. We'll just let them play through. Tonight, you're a soldier. We're in a fight. And listen, I want to train. I want to teach people what's the right way. How to endure. How to be strong. It's pretty good advice from Paul. Paul got it from the Lord. And Paul passed it on to Timothy. And Timothy passed it on to us. Tonight, can you say, I'm strong? Can you say that you're trying to teach others to love God, train them to serve the Lord? Are you enduring the hardnesses, or are you just about to quit? Well, they made me mad. I'm leaving. You're not enduring much. Just remember, Christ endured the cross. I ain't endured nothing. Need to be focused tonight. What are you focusing in on? Focusing in on your job, focusing on money, focusing in on worldly things. Let's focus in on God this evening. And last tonight, do you have a heart to please the Lord? As they play this scene, if you need to come, you come. Do remember all these prayer requests. Hope to see you back here Wednesday evening. Again, I'll let you know about Miss Brenda's brother's services as soon as we know them. And again, just pray for them. If you get an opportunity, maybe to call, encourage her a little bit this evening. It'd be great. So, all right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, we sure love you. We sure thank you, Lord, for loving us. And God, I pray, God, that we would want to be good soldiers. Lord, I thank you for the men and the women that have served this country. And are serving this country. Lord, I know some of them gave the ultimate price and died that we can live in this country that we live in. But Lord, I want to thank you, Lord, for your death, that we can live eternally because of Christ. And Lord, I pray, God, this evening we continue to bless Gospel Light Baptist Church. Help us to be a good soldier. Help us just to want to serve you as the days go on. And we'll give you the praise, the honor, the glory for it all. For us, in the name of Christ, we pray. Amen. Hope you have a good evening.